Dear brothers and sisters, good evening. The main image that is presented in today's readings for our reflection prayer is the image of the banquet. The eschatological banquet in the first reading, the miraculous banquet in the Gospel, and the Eucharistic banquet that we celebrate every day in the Holy Mass. Prophet Isaiah, in today's first reading, is inviting people to the eschatological banquet. The grace of God is compared to freely given food and drink. Isaiah repeatedly assured the people that poverty was not a barrier to their enjoyment of God's bounty. He says, "You who have no money, come. Come without paying and without cost." They are invited to eat the finest and delight in delicacies. In God's kingdom, everyone becomes king, sharing the benefits assured to David the king. In today's gospel, the future banquet of abundance that Isaiah had envisioned is made present in Jesus' response to the hungry crowd in the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. The miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is the only miracle that is found in all four Gospels. Jesus always performed miracles in response to the real needs of people. It is true that the disciples felt sympathy for the people, concern about the isolated place, late hour, and crowd's hunger, and they proposed their solution to the problems, to send them home so that they may buy food and satisfy their hunger. But Jesus has the better solution. Jesus replies, "Give them some food yourselves." The fear of scarcity, the disciples answer, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here," shows their feeling of insufficiency and helplessness. It reflects their fear and worry. They said, in effect, "The situation is hopeless. Nothing can be done. What we have is so little." They reflect their fear of scarcity. Many times we share the same feeling. We complain that we do not have enough. We have not enough money. We do not have good health. Not enough time. Not enough resources. We start panic about many things in life. Even when we have enough for the present, we get too much anxious and worried about the future. The main tragedy is that after having a lot more than we needed, we still feel that we do not have enough. Unless we stop thinking, "I don't have," and start using what I have, we will never be happy. The miracle in today's gospel takes us away from this feeling of scarcity to a feeling of abundance in the presence of God. In God's kingdom, there is never any scarcity, but always there is that superabundance. Every one of us is gifted by the Holy Spirit. The piece of bread or the fish we have may be our health, wealth, a special talent, or an ability that God gave us. We all have something. Let us offer it to God, saying, "Here is what I have, Lord. Use it." When we place ourselves along with what we have before God, we become confident. We start feeling that everything is enough. When God does miracles, He wants our involvement. Jesus tells the disciples to bring to him what they had. They brought to him 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus could do the miracle without getting those 5 loaves. But he wanted the involvement of the people. He took those loaves in his hands, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples so that they may give them to the people. Again, Jesus wanted the disciples' involvement in distributing the multiplied bread, though he could do it by himself miraculously in everybody's hands. Finally, this miracle story in its structure and wordings is anticipating the Eucharist, the real experience of the heavenly banquet. The 5 actions, taking, blessing, breaking, giving, and eating, involved in today's miracle, were used at the Last Supper and are repeated every day on the altar, whenever and wherever the Eucharist is celebrated. These Eucharistic actions become important in our daily life. Our life must become a prolonged Eucharistic celebration. Jesus has taken each one of us to be his own. Jesus has blessed us. Jesus himself was broken for us in his suffering and death on the cross. So too, we have to be broken and given to others so that we ourselves become Eucharist to everyone else. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let us offer ourselves and what we have, our wealth, our health, time, our desires and plans, our hopes and dreams, our families and our relationships, and our concerns and worries, and all our fear and anxiety in God's hands. And God will bless them and satisfy us and satisfy everyone else. May God bless you all. Thank you.